Track 6, more news. Fundraiser gears up for Everest trek. A Tynmouth man spent Friday, July the 5th, cycling on a static bike outside the co-op in preparation for a trek to Everest Base Camp later this year. Ryan Hallett, who works for the co-op, will be making the 12-day expedition in November to raise funds for Barnardo's. The co-op has chosen Barnardo's as its charity partner, and the supermarket is aiming to raise £5 million to help young people access basic needs, improve their mental well-being, and create opportunities for their future. Ryan hopes to raise at least £6,000, and the static cycle outside the co-op on Bank Street was not just about physical training, but raising money towards his total as well. Everest Base Camp is one of three major fundraising events organised as part of the co-op's fundraising initiative, and Ryan will be part of a team of 12 co-op members undertaking the challenge. The trek is 112.5 kilometres with an additional 2 kilometres after base camp to visit Kalapattar, Black Rock. Base camp is 5,364 metres above sea level, and Kalapattar is at 5,554 metres above sea level. "I've done fundraisers before, but nothing as extreme as this one," Ryan said. "The last fundraiser was for Mind and involved skydiving at 15,000 feet, he added. Anyone wanting to donate to Ryan's Everest fundraiser can visit the Just Giving page.
Damning inspection of police in region. Devon and Cornwall Police has been assessed as inadequate at investigating crime in a critical report that says not enough offenders are being brought to justice. Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez now says she will challenge its leaders to improve the poor outcome in such a critical function. Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabularies and Fire and Rescue Services says standards of investigations have deteriorated because of understaffed and inexperienced teams investigating serious offences, while the service still has work to do in leadership and force management. In a review of 66 cases, only 47 had an investigation plan, and some had significant failings and victims had been let down. Inspectors had serious concerns about how the force manages investigations. Ms. Hernandez welcomed the report, saying the service is good at preventing crime, and noted that data since the inspection showed improved performance in other areas. She continued, "The public must be confident that when they report crime, the evidence and information they supply is correctly recorded and used so perpetrators are brought to book and victims receive the justice they deserve." Despite record investment in policing in Devon and Cornwall, she said she would be challenging the force leadership to improve significantly. HM Chief Inspector of Constabulary, Mr. Cook, said, "Since our previous inspection, the force has made significant efforts to improve in the areas we highlighted as causes of concern or areas of improvement. However, despite those improvements, more is required to place the force in a position where it is consistently providing a good standard of service." Acting Chief Constable Jim Colwell said, "I am pleased the Inspectorate has acknowledged the good work that goes on in our neighbourhood teams every day, which is a reflection on the hard work of our officers, staff and volunteers. We are committed to delivering community policing with competence, compassion and common sense, which is why we remain the second safest force in the country." Ms. Hernandez added, "It is extremely disappointing the force is letting down too many victims, whether with poor response times or delayed investigation." Mr. Cook said, "The force has understaffed and inexperienced teams investigating serious offences. There are delays in crime allocation and supervision, with many investigations lacking a detailed investigation plan or effective supervision." Acting Chief Constable Colwell added, I fully acknowledge we still have work to do to ensure our investigations are completed to the high standards that the public would expect of us. Instability at the top of the force may also have been a factor in the outcomes of the report, with Chief Constable Will Kerr remaining suspended after more than a year.
One of the country's largest retailers of floor coverings and beds, which has a store in Newton Abbot, is on the cusp of collapse. With more than 1,800 jobs at risk, Carpetright has been given a 10-day window to find a buyer. This comes as the retailer filed a notice of intention to appoint administrators at the end of last week. Advisory firm PricewaterhouseCoopers is being eyed up to handle the company's administration, but no appointments have been made yet. Carpetright's 272 stores will remain open for now. Kevin Barrett, chief executive of Nestware Holdings, which owns Carpetright, said, "We have begun promising conversations with interested parties that are moving in the right direction, encouraging us that Carpetright has a viable future." Founded in 1988, Carpetright opened its first store in Canning Town, East London.
Charity to protect more. Dartmoor National Park Authority is launching a new charitable organisation to support projects aimed at protecting the moor. The Dartmoor Foundation will bring new funding and income streams into the national park, boosting projects that put nature, place, climate and people at the heart of their work. Dartmoor National Park Authority Chair Pamela Woods said, "We are delighted to support the creation of the Dartmoor Foundation. It's hoped that the new charity will make Dartmoor even better for future generations, climate resilient, nature rich, beautiful, connected to the past and looking to the future, a place where people of all ages and backgrounds can live, work and visit." Dartmoor Foundation Chair Designate Gemma Mortensen said, "We are keen to hear from dynamic, effective leaders who are experienced fundraisers, brilliant at working in partnership, and are motivated to be of service to Dartmoor. If you feel you can play a role in securing the future of one of the world's premier landscapes and with people who feel passionately about caring for it, then we'd love to hear from you. The foundation will operate independently from the National Park Authority. It will be governed by a board of trustees and run by its executive team. The foundation will be officially launched in December to mark the 75th anniversary of the legislation that established national parks."
Two Tunbridge tourist destinations have been ranked in the top 20 most visited free attractions in the southwest in the latest Visit Britain annual survey of visits to English attractions. Make Southwest in Bovey Tracy was named as the ninth most visited free attraction in the southwest for 2023, according to Visit Britain. The craft workshops, gallery and shop estimated around 90,000 visitors came through its door last year, up to 13% on the previous year. Newton Abbot Museum also had a bumper year and was ranked as the 17th most visited free attraction in the southwest, with a 19% boost to visitor numbers in 2023.